Questions 9 through 12. Listen to part of a lecture on biotechnology.
Nature has always provided a stimulus for inventive minds. Look at early flying machines. They clearly were an attempt to emulate the freedom of birds. Architects and engineers have often consciously modeled buildings on forms found in nature. A more recent example of inspiration from nature is the invention of that common fastening device, Velcro. The inventor of Velcro was out walking his dog and noticed that small burrs, you know those seed pods that get attached to your clothes? Small burrs had become entangled in his dog's coat by grasping the hairs with tiny hooks. This led him to invent a synthetic fabric, one whose surfaces mimic the clasping properties of these natural seed pods that he was pulling out of his dog's coat. Animals and plants have evolved solutions to the same kinds of problems that often interest engineers and designers. So lots of current research in material science is concerned with actively examining the natural world, especially at the molecular level, for inspiration to develop materials with novel properties. This is a relatively new field of study, sometimes known as biomimetics, since it consciously attempts to mimic nature. I don't need to write that on the board, do I? Bio from biology and mimetics from mime or mimic. Okay? Biomimetics. Okay. Well, researchers have been investigating several interesting areas. Well, what I think are interesting areas. For example, they've studied how the molecular structure of antler bone contributes to its amazing toughness, how the skin structure of a worm contributes to its ability to crawl, how the sea cucumber softens its skeleton and changes shape so that it can squeeze through tiny gaps in rocks, or what gives wood its high resistance to impact. These investigations have led to several breakthroughs in the development of composite materials with remarkable properties. Predictions for future inventions that may be developed from these lines of research include so-called smart structures. Those are structures that design and repair themselves in a similar way to a variety of processes in the natural world. For example, engineers have envisaged bridges that would detect areas heavily stressed by vehicle movement or wind. See, the bridge structure would automatically add or move material to the weak areas until the stress is reduced. The same principle might be used to repair damaged buildings. Other new materials that have been imagined are substances that would copy photosynthesis in green plants. What good is that, you might ask? Well, photosynthesis could be a way to create new energy sources. The potential impact of biomimetic research is so great that we may end up calling the 21st century the age of materials.
9. In the lecture, the professor explains the field of study called biomimetics. Indicate whether each of the following is an example of biomimetic application. Ten. According to the professor, what inspires architects and engineers? 11. When talking about smart structures, what is the professor doing? 12. What are some of the areas that researchers are investigating?